Parshas Chukas. There is a moment when everything still looks normal. The tents are standing. The clouds are above them. The desert is beneath them. The people are in their places. No enemy has entered. No sword has been lifted. And yet, something has been removed from underneath the nation. Something quiet. Something hidden. Something so constant that no one realized how much life was flowing through it. Parshas Chukas says it with frightening silence. Vatomas shel Miriam. Miriam died there, and immediately there was no water for the nation. Chazal reveal what silence means. The well that sustained Klal Yisrael in the Midbar flowed in Miriam's merit. For 40 years they drank. Every journey, every camp, every tired neshama who thought he was surviving because he was strong. And because the water was always there, it became normal. That is the danger of constant chesed. When a bracha flows every day, we stop calling it a miracle. We call it life. We forget that someone is holding the house together. Someone is noticing thirst before anyone speaks. Someone is pouring strength so gently that the people drinking forget they are being sustained. Until the well goes silent. Then the camp discovers the truth. I am not living only for my own strength. I was drinking from someone. That was Miriam. Miriam's story begins at the water. A baby brother is placed in a teva. The Nile is dangerous. Mitzrayim is brutal. The future of Klal Yisrael is floating inside a small basket. And one young girl stands there. His sister stood from afar. But do not read that as distance. Read it as courage. She stood when hope was floating away. She stood when redemption looked helpless. She stood when the facts said despair and Emuna said, wait, the story is not over. Before Moshe Rabbeinu split the sea, Miriam stood beside the river. Before Klal Yisrael sang Oz Yosher, Miriam refused to leave the place where salvation still looked impossible. That is why Miriam brings water. Water does not enter like fire. Water does not announce itself like thunder. Water does not stand tall like a mountain. Water lowers itself. It descends. It fills cracks. It reaches dry places. It gives life without demanding attention. Some people inspire like fire. Some people tower like mountains. And some people are wells. They do not stand above you. They stand beneath you. Their greatness is not that everyone looks at them. Their greatness is that everyone can keep walking because of them. Miriam was a well. Her presence told Klal Yisrael, even in a desert, Hashem can send water. Even in Golis, in exile, redemption can already be moving. Even when a child is in the river, hope must not walk away. So when Miriam dies, the nation does not only lose water. They lose the hidden voice of hope. They lose the quiet emune that taught them how to survive impossible places. And when people lose that kind of presence, they often do not know how to grieve. Pain becomes complaint. Fear becomes anger. Thirst becomes accusation. They fight with Moshe Rabbeinu because they do not know yet how to say, we are dry. We are scared. We miss the well. That is the avodah of Miriam's death. Recognize the wells while they are still flowing. Do not wait for absence to understand presence. Do not wait until the water stops to thank the person who kept it flowing. And deeper still, for who am I, a well? Who drinks from my patience? Who survives because I still believe? A yid does not need to split the sea to save a world. Sometimes he saves a world by standing near the river, by noticing thirst, by carrying hope, and by refusing to abandon the place where redemption still looks impossible. Miriam died and there was no water. The Torah is telling us some people are not just part of our lives. They are the hidden flow beneath our lives. See them now. Thank them now. Honor them now. And if Hashem asks us to become that person, then become a well. Quiet, deep, faithful, life-giving. Because in a dry world, one hidden well can keep an entire nation alive.